Step number four, decide what kind of investor you want to be. Have you ever wondered why some investors make more money with a lot less risk than others? Most people struggle financially because they avoid financial problems. One of the biggest secrets Mr. Kiyosaki's rich dad taught was this: if you want to acquire great wealth quickly, take on great financial problems. Three types of investors. Type A, investors who seek problems. Type B, investors who seek answers. Type C, Sergeant Schultz investors. I know nothing. The name Sergeant Schultz comes from the lovable character on the TV series Hogan's Heroes. In the program, Sergeant Schultz is a guard in a German POW camp. He knows that POWs are trying to escape or sabotage the German war effort, and when he knows something's wrong, all he says was, "I know nothing." Most people, when it comes to investing, take that same attitude. Can Sergeant Schultz investors still achieve great wealth? And the answer, yes. They can get a job with the federal government, marry someone rich, or win the lottery. Type B investors. They often ask questions like this: what do you recommend I invest in? Do you think I should buy real estate? What mutual funds are good for me? I talk to my broker and he recommends that I diversify. My parents gave me a few shares of stock. Should I sell them? Type B investors should immediately interview several financial planners, choose one, and start taking their advice. Financial planners, if they're good, provide excellent technical knowledge and can often help you establish a financial game plan for your life. The reason Mr. Kiyosaki doesn't offer specific financial advice is because everyone's financial positions are different, he says. A financial planner can best evaluate where you are today and then give you an idea of how to become a level 4 investor. An interesting side note, he said, I often find that many high-income employees and self-employed people fall into the type B investor category because they have little time to spend looking for investment opportunities. They are so busy, they often have little time to learn about the right side of the quadrant, about being a business owner or an investor. Hence, they seek answers rather than knowledge. So this group often buys what the type A investor calls retail investments, which are investments that have been packaged for sale to the masses. Type A investors, they look for problems. In particular, they look for problems caused by those who get into financial trouble. Investors who are good at solving problems expect to make returns of 25% or more on their money. They're typically level 5 and level 6 investors who have strong financial foundations. They possess the skills necessary to succeed as business owners and investors, and they use those skills to solve problems caused by people who lack such skills. Mr. Kiyosaki says, for example, when I first started investing, all I looked for were small condominiums and houses that were in foreclosure. I started with an $18,000 problem that had been created by investors who did not manage their cash flow well and ran out of money. After a few years, I was still looking for problems, but this time, the numbers were bigger. He said 3 years ago, I was working on acquiring a $30 million mining company in Peru. While the problem and numbers were bigger, the process is the same. The lesson is to start small and learn to solve problems, and you'll eventually gain immense wealth as you become better at solving problems. For those who wish to acquire assets faster, I again emphasize the need to first learn the skills of the B and the I side of the quadrant. He said, I recommend learning how to build a business first, because a business provides vital educational experience, improves personal skills, provides cash flow to soften the ups and downs in the marketplace, and provides free time. It is the cash flow from my business that bought me the free time to begin looking for financial problems to solve. In reality, he said, I operate as all three types of investors. I'm a Sergeant Schultz or a Type C investor when it comes to mutual funds or picking stocks. When I'm asked, what mutual funds do you recommend? What stocks are you buying? I turn into Sergeant Schultz and respond, I know nothing. I do have some mutual funds, but I really don't spend much time studying them. I can achieve better results with my apartment houses than with mutual funds. As a type B investor, I seek professional answers to my financial problems. I seek answers from financial planners, stockbrokers, bankers, real estate brokers. If they're good, these professionals provide a wealth of information that I don't personally have the time to acquire. They're also closer to the market and are, I trust, more up to date with changes in the laws and the markets. The advice from my financial planner is priceless simply because she knows trusts, wills, and insurance far better than I ever will. Everyone should have a plan, and that's why there's financial planning profession. There's much more to investing than simply buying and selling. I also give my money to other investors to invest for me. In other words, I know of other level 5 and 6 investors who seek partners in their investments. These are individuals I personally know and trust. If they choose to invest in an area I know nothing about, such as low-income housing or large office buildings, I may choose to give my money to them because I know they're good at what they do and I trust their knowledge. One of the main reasons I recommend people find their own financial fast track quickly and take getting rich seriously is because in America and most of the world, there are two sets of rules. One is for the rich, one is for everyone else. Many laws are written against people stuck in the financial rat race. In the world of business and investing, which is the world I'm most familiar with, I find it shocking how little the middle class knows when it comes to where its tax dollars are going. Although tax dollars are going to many wonderful, worthwhile causes, many of the larger tax breaks, incentives, and payments are going to the rich, while the middle class is paying for them. For example, low-income housing in America is a huge problem and a political hot potato. To help solve this problem, city, state, and federal governments offer substantial tax credits, tax breaks, and subsidized rents to people who finance and build low-income housing. Just by knowing the laws, financiers and builders become wealthier by having taxpayers subsidize their investments in low-income housing. Years ago, Mr. Kiyosaki's rich dad encouraged him to develop his skills as a business owner and investor. He then said, "Then practice solving problems." And he says, "For years, that's all I've done. I solve business and investment problems. Some people prefer I call them challenges, but I like to call them problems because that's what they are for the most part. I think people like the word challenges more than problems because they think one word sounds more positive than the other. Yet to me, the word problem has a positive meaning because I know that inside of every problem lies an opportunity. And opportunities are what real investors are after. And with every financial or business problem I address, regardless of whether I solve the problem, I wind up learning something. I may learn something new about finance, marketing, people, or legal affairs. I often meet new people who become invaluable assets on other projects. Many become lifelong friends, which is a priceless bonus. For those who want to find the financial fast track for you, start by minding your own business, taking control of your cash flow, knowing the difference between risk and risky, and knowing the difference between type A, B, and C investors, and choosing to be all three.